that sound like? I'm
gonna do your song.
What song?
Mississippi!
Huh?
Here we go! We're on!
Oh, we are?
Do it! Do it, man!
What we doing?
Intro!
Intro. Oh, this is the FIFA Ralph. This is a beat we use?
Yeah.
Free for all. Yeah. Free for all. Who you talking about? Nothing. Who you talking about? Something. Who you talking about? Everybody, we talk about this and that. We talk about pit and pack. We talk about. Why you mess up my song?
Keep going.
We talk about peas in the pond. Talk about peas in the pond. Talk about living in the highways. I mess with the words. I'm not a good laughing. I talk this way. Because I walk this way. If you want to listen while we're talking, out the room, we get this thing. Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. This is
out.
Mr. Simply. Get out. It's get out to. Get out to. Get out to. Get out to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Welcome.
And Ashley coming to you live. Here we go for a dive. We're going to talk about things that we normally wouldn't talk about. I'm here and he's here.
Yeah.
He's sitting next to me.
Yeah.
He is my dear. Yes.
Mr. Sexy.
Okay. So we are back tonight.
Yeah.
And we said we were going to come on earlier, but it's
she
just
lied.
Not happening. It's his fault. Mississippi had a performance tonight. He was dancing.
On the tabletops.
Yeah. He was performing on the tabletop tonight. And
wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And so, you know, I mean I couldn't
Scott,
just
Scott,
take
Scott.
Him.
Scott.
Yeah. He does the splits and everything. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sippy. All right. So let's turn off our intro. So, Mr. Sippy.
Yes, ma'am.
How's your day been going?
My day has been excellent. It is Friday. It is the last Friday that I will ever have to work this year.
And you finished your last shift of this year?
I finished my last shift for this year.
For this so year. Just for this year now.
I am ready for the vacation. Well, I'm already on vacation right now. So it started as soon as I left the job. And so I'm excited. So, you know, just ready to rest and rest and then, you know, probably rest again, but yeah, I'm ready to rest, you know, so I'm just ready to rest
now. How much rest are you actually gonna get?
Probably like 5% out of
or
100%.
Less.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna let you get any rest.
I know you're not. That's the sad part. Every time I close my eyes, you always
wake up.
My goodness, can a brother take a nap?
No, he can't.
Goodness. So, how was your day?
Well, I made it through.
Yay.
I'm still here.
Yay.
And I'm ready to relax.
Yay.
Have some me time.
Boo.
Some
that's
mommy
not gonna
time.
Happen. That's not going to happen. No such thing. That word.
Some Mississippi time.
Well, that exists.
Intense Mississippi time.
Okay, so what else?
Intense stress relieving Mississippi time.
Okay.
What has ticked you off or crossed the line for this week?
Nothing.
Nope, nothing at all. I'm cross the line free this week. I was looking for this day all this week, so if I had to go another day, that would have crossed the line.
Okay, so, you know, I always have something that crosses my line.
Get the little tiny wine and tiny Vaseline out. Tiny wine.
Vaseline?
I said Vaseline.
What do you need Vaseline for?
Dang. What did I say?
You said tiny wine.
I meant to say tiny violin.
What? What did you need Vaseline for? Oh, my God.
I do not.
Okay, I don't know what's on Mr. Chippy's mind right now.
Your wine and Vaseline?
That's not the kind of party that I go to.
Bringing wine and Vaseline?
We don't do that. No, okay. No, no.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I'm okay. Right.
That was weird.
Continue. We'll sleep. I'm sleepy.
Okay, so went to a meeting this week, and this person won't get into full detail. This person was, you know, talking about the teachers and what they need to do.
What they need to do.
Okay. How many of you guys are teachers out there or have known teachers or are related to teachers or just close to a teacher, just anything? So anyway, this guy was saying that it's up to teachers to tell the students what's going on in the city for free because the parents might be too busy looking on their cell phones trying to find marijuana or the latest pair of gym shoes. And I'm saying it very mildly on because when this guy was saying this, I was so upset because teachers go through so much. They go through so much, and some of them end up in therapy.
Yeah.
I know firsthand. You know, and they're not respected, not by their administration. Some admin are good, you know. Those are the ones that you want to keep, but they never stay long because they're good and people just don't like that. And so the teachers aren't respected by the students, and they're definitely not respected by the parents. And for this parent to say that the teachers are with the kids for 8 hours a day, and it's, you know, up to the teachers to try to mold the students and all this crap. Like, what is your job? Because the teachers also have families and children of their own that they need to take care of. So stop putting all of that responsibility onto someone else that is not even a part of your family. Yeah. That really ticks me off.
What are they doing the other 16 hours of the day?
Well, he was like, well, we just have time to bathe them. No, just get them ready, feed them, and get them ready for bed. And we don't have time to, you know, to talk to them and influence them the way a teacher does. Like, hold up. Oh, my gosh.
You find a time.
If you laid down and you had relations to make that child, then guess what? He or she is your responsibility.
And to add to that, teachers, if they're in high school or junior high, teachers only see that child for 45, 50 minutes a day. They have six other teachers that see them. To say that we're seeing them all day for 8 hours, that's inaccurate. So if we have to find activities for the parents, that's ridiculous. So we try to find, so I have several classes, so they may have to find activities for 150 students. So the parent could do something on the weekend. I don't think he thought that through. I think maybe he was high on the marijuana when he said that.
And he had a medical card.
Oh, yeah, he was high.
So, you know, that just really ticked me off because teachers go through so much. And in any other country, a teacher is honored. It is an honorable profession. They are looked at like as the most high. Like they are really treasured.
It used to be that way.
It used to be that way.
20, 30 years ago.
You know, I mean, profession. I never had a favorite teacher, but I did like my psychology teachers. They were funny to me. And they kind of inspired me to go into psychology. You know, but it's like I didn't depend on them for that. You know, I had to find my own way. And the way that the student body is now, they don't care what you say. They don't want to hear what you say. They curse at you. You know, it used to be when you would walk by your elders, you would stop speaking that way and you would speak to them, hello, and then you'd wait until they got past you far enough. And then you would go back to your conversation. Wasn't it like that with you?
Yeah.
Did you see me?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what you're saying, man.
You talked about that last week.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that ticks me off. Well, I don't care. I don't care. Okay, it ticks me off. Okay, well, it ticks me off. And so that's where I am with who crossed the line, that particular parent. Because you don't know what teachers go through, man. You don't know. And if you have to depend on someone else
to find activities for your child,
then maybe, you know, you should have rethought having them before. But anyway, so we have kind of like a new little show going on. Mm-hmm. So, we just talked about how we, you know, who crossed the line. So how did we relax today? So today, you know, we like to do meetups. And so we did a meetup with friends 40 and over. Because, you know, when you're in your 40s, it's kind of hard to, like, meet new people. Because if you haven't met them in college or maybe high school, if you still connect with the high school people, but it's kind of hard to meet new people.
Your circle becomes very small.
Yeah, especially you after you get married out. And you have kids.
You start weeding out the people you don't want to hang out with anymore.
So, you know.
So two or three people in your circle is probably like it.
Yeah. So that's where, you know, we were. We were out tonight with them. And it was, you know, it was pretty cool.
A different social environment that we're not used to, but it was okay.
You have to come out of your comfort zone to meet new people. So that's what we're doing. And it was okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll do it again. You know, maybe with another band.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I guess they have to play the better hits, you know. They should have played some Van Halen or something, at least. Some Van Halen.
Or some R&B.
Some Aerosmith or something.
I mean, it's more to the 80s than rock.
I mean, yeah, rock. I mean, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
My thoughts.
That's true. Okay. It's just everywhere. Okay, so we're going to get into our new show. We kind of have like a different order going on tonight. So we have our odd story corner. All right, here we go. Hit it, Mississippi.
Odd stories. These are your top three odd stories of the world. Odd stories. Ooh. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Thank you, Mississippi. So that was his song, Odd Stories. So let's get into that. Because we did some research on some odd stories. Are we ready for the first one?
I want to hear this, yes.
Okay. Let's see what's going on. A California man who is now, okay, please forgive me. I've had, you know, some adult beverages tonight.
No excuses.
But he's an artist. So a California man asked this man, a caricaturist. Did I say that right?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, he's an artist. to draw him, right? He said, hey, man, can you draw me?
Okay.
And so as the man was drawing him, the guy stole $500 from him. Oh, my gosh. So then when the guy was like, hey, I've been robbed, the police were like, well, hey, what did he look like? And the artist gave the policeman a cartoon drawing of the guy. You know how you go to the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Or like an amusement park and they uh-huh. draw like a cartoon version yeah. of yourself?
An over-exaggerated.
Well, that's what the guy gave the police.
Uh-huh.
So the guy is hoping that the police are able to locate this person from his cartoon-like drawing.
Hold on. The artist was robbed.
The artist was robbed.
Oh.
As he was drawing the criminal.
Oh. Okay.
The criminal stole his money.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But the only drawing he had of him was an over-exaggerated.
Was an over-exaggerated.
Cartoonified.
Cartoon. Type. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I know
so that was the first odd story in California. You know that was like LA, right? That was LA.
Boardwalk,
that was Santa SoCal. Cruz. That was SoCal. No, Santa Cruz is NorCal, man. Get it right.
That ain't California.
Get it right.
Get it right, man.
I'm from the Bay. So I know, right? Okay. So here's another odd story. So the United States Department of Agriculture accidentally listed Wakanda.
Yeah.
On the U.S. free trade list. And some person picked it up and was like,
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda's not even a real country. Mm. You know, it's from Black Panther.
Yeah. Marvel.
Marvel. Studios, of yes. course. Marvel. Stan Lee. Yeah.
Rest in peace,
Stan Lee. Yeah. So that's what happened with that. That was crazy.
That's
they listed
crazy.
Wakanda. For real?
Well,
oh,
that,
my gosh.
When I listened to it this morning, they were saying that it was supposed to have been like a test thing. Like a test. Something like that. Like a test.
Yeah.
That they sent out. But it ended up staying inside.
Something like a pimp, huh?
Yeah. It ended up staying inside the document. But you know what? At least we're getting recognized.
But it's not
even
a
though
real
it's fictional.
Place.
Hey, somebody can buy some land and call it Wakanda.
Okay.
Wakanda forever.
Okay, so
the last
odd story. A woman in Washington, D.C. won $100,000 thanks to the person, I guess, putting in her numbers incorrectly. So
awesome.
the numbers that she chose, the person put them in wrong or something, or... Uh-huh. They did something wrong, and she ended up winning $100,000.
Awesome mistake, right?
Right.
Can't get mad at that. Is that an odd story?
That's a story.
That's
I don't know.
That's good. It is kind of odd, but it's good nonetheless. It had a happy ending.
That was the happy ending.
These are your odd stories. Is there more?
That's it.
So
now we have a little game going on. Are you ready, Mississippi?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay. So the really? Game is... Okay, first game of the evening. Who would you hang out with? Who are the two evil leaders that you would hang out with?
Okay. I'd like to give them a choice.
Okay. No. Would you hang out with Kim Jong-un or Pootie?
Man, that's a tough choice. That's tough.
Putin, the Russian.
Well, Putin likes to drink.
You drink that Kremlin?
No, I drink the Kremlin, no. The Russian vodka. Yeah? If somebody had Russian vodka, we could go ride bareback horses and we can jump into the Arctic and jump in shirt off. Yeah?
And if I go with Kim Jong-un...
You don't even know how he sounds.
No, I know.
If I go with...
I would imagine he sound like that, though.
Okay.
If I go with... we can play with his toys and we play basketball. We can play some basketball.
That's so
he likes to play. He likes to play basketball.
But you don't even like basketball.
I could probably.
Would you go horseback riding with no shirt on?
No, I wouldn't do that.
But, you're not manly like Pootie?
No. Can I finish my thought out?
Okay, sorry.
Probably play basketball with Oom. You know, show how to get a fade up on his hair, on his hairline though. Teach how to get a fade, how to get that fade right. Loosen up the tight suits, man. Not the tight suits, but the military style suits. You know, give them something that's more, you know, purple label or something, you know. A little bit more bespoke.
Alex, let's see. Okay.
Nah, I would hang out with Oom. I hang out with Oom. That's what I chose. What about you?
If it were between who? Give me two people.
Oh, you just want me to give two randoms?
Give me two ladies.
All right. Yeah. Trump or evil people. You said evil one. Mm. Or Stalin. They could be dead or alive.
Yeah.
All right, Trump or Stalin. No, we'll say Gorbachev.
Really? Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
May as well say Reagan.
Okay. Well, okay. Trump or Fidel Castro?
Oh, geez. Well, Castro, they did that thing where you could be a doctor, like get your medical doctor and license and all that stuff and for a low price.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, then there's Trump. you know, I don't know much about Fidel Castro. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'd have to choose Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I'd have to go there.
You know, he likes to grab him.
He likes to grab broccoli. Yeah.
Oh, that's what we call him.
Yeah.
Grab him by the broccoli.
He likes to grab broccoli. I guess. But he likes to party in style.
And he likes McDonald's.
And he likes McDonald's.
They
quarter pounders, right?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in there. Yeah. So there we go. Now, the next one is two male actors. So between Hayden Christensen or Idris Elba. Oh my gosh, I couldn't choose.
Oh, I wouldn't hang out with neither one of those guys.
Oh, don't hate.
I'm not hating. You got a crush on both of them. Which one would you choose?
Oh gosh, well, there's Hayden Christensen, aka Anakin Skywalker.
Mom, yeah, I love her.
I love his skin tone.
Who, Hayden?
Yeah. And then there's Idris Elba. I love his skin tone too. I could be the coffee in his cream and the cream in another one's coffee. You know, it's like,
oh wow.
Hey, I can go both ways with that.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, Takers, the movie Takers, I'm just like on edge because both of them are in it, except for when, you know, he perishes.
Wasn't it like Paul Walker too?
Oh gosh, don't do that to me. The late Paul Walker. Oh gosh.
Paul Walker, Hayden Christensen, Idris Elba.
All in one movie. That's Chris just Brown. Like, I don't.
T.I.
He's there. No.
What T.I.?
No.
5'9", what the soul of okay, a 6'4".
I don't even know what that is. But, oh my gosh, the three of them, they don't even have to act. They could just walk, and I just watch it. Like, they just be, like, kicking trash around.
For 3 hours.
And I just sit there and watch them.
Welcome to the movie Trash. Crash.
Yeah, oh my God.
In theaters now.
Oh.
Starring Hayden Christensen, Paul Walker, and
Idris Elba.
They're walking around Central Park.
Kicking trash. They could just be kicking trash in
movie theaters.
Yeah. Man. Like, I wouldn't even care. Like, as long as they were on it, like, wow. You know, topless, showing skin. I wouldn't care.
Okay,
now for you, two female singers. Who would you hang out with?
Well, is this the way it's supposed to go? You supposed to pick them? Supposed to pick them from
you?
For me.
Okay, I'll pick
so
them
I
for
pick
you.
My own.
I'll pick them.
I'm supposed to choose one. From
I will.
From the
I will
category
pick
that
for you.
Chosen.
Patti LaBelle.
Ooh, I like Patti.
Or Anita Baker.
Patti LaBelle all day.
Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle seems like she's fun to hang out with. And plus, she got those pies.
Oh, she can cook, huh?
You ever seen Patti cook? I watch enough TV shows to see know that Patti can throw down in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey or Paula Deen?
Sorry, Oprah. I never seen Oprah cook a day. In my life,
she makes those meals.
She don't make anything.
With
she endorsed those meals. Paula Deen. I know she said some racist stuff, but a woman could throw down in the kitchen. I'm picking racism over food.
You're picking food over racism.
Yeah, Paula Deen could throw down. Yeah, she cook everything with butter. So yeah, Paula Deen, I'm all up in her kitchen. I bet she made some good grits.
Who, Paula Deen?
Yep. I bet she made
some like those
good
Harmony grits.
Grits,
those yellow.
No, just regular.
Those
grits.
Harmony, what you get in the
I
South?
Never had Harmony grits.
Well, like being grits. From California, when we go to the South, that's what my grandma used to make. When she used to send us to this grocery store called Jitney Jungle, and then there was another one called Piggly Wiggly.
Yes, ma'am.
In Mississippi,
all day.
Like, what's a Piggly Wiggly?
That's the name of the store.
And Jitney Jungle.
And you know, Jitney Jungle had a little corner store. I'm calling it the corner store, like a little smaller store called Jitney Junior.
Jitney Junior.
Yeah, it's a convenience store, sort of like your Double Quick. Never heard of Double Quick, huh? It's sort of like a 7-Eleven.
A 7-Eleven. Okay.
And we used to get that Double Quick chicken. I used to have chicken gizzards.
I don't know.
Some potato logs. Ooh, you get a two-piece.
What the heck is a potato log?
It's just
it's
a fried
skin.
It's just a fried potato that's cut in fours. That's all it is.
Okay.
No, potato logs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get you
a thing of some chicken gizzards. Oh. It's a set of liver too. Chicken liver. Get you a box.
Okay, so Mississippi is going back down Mississippi Lane. Oh. So now,
let me find me a hood somewhere.
Like I said, we're trying something different tonight. You know, there's a lot going on in the world that we would like to talk about. I know I would. I don't know about Mississippi, but you know, I wanted to try to find some feel-good stories, and it's very hard to find. So I want to start with the first country, France. Vive la France! Oh my gosh. So, like, I know their president, Macron, is trying to do some things there. But
that's
he's
another
a,
one of your crushes.
He's another one that could just, like, kick trash around on a film for, like, 3 hours and I would watch. Like, oh my gosh. I really like his style, like how he does the suits and everything. Like, I'm, you know, yeah. So, just saying, like, it's very nice. Why don't more American guys do that?
Do what?
Like, dress like European, you know, like kind of
dress
the
up
slim
everything.
Fit.
They do
type of deal.
You're
like,
just not in the profession
like
when they do
up.
That.
Am I not?
No, you need to be in a business profession.
Am I not probably, there? Okay. So, well, I would love to see that. To see
you
a guy
go.
In a suit is that's
to go
that's awesome.
Downtown somewhere.
Downtown to see that, you know, because you have to wear it just right. Like if your pants are too high, that just looks ridiculous. So I say if they're a slim fit, then they should be like at the ankle, don't you think? not above the ankle, then they're like capri pants. I don't like to see guys in those. You know, like, if you're trying to pull off the European style, then you need to get it right.
Basically, the snug fit, it should fit, like, right above the shoe.
Just right, about. Yeah, right above the shoe. And a lot of guys don't get that. I know, I've seen, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? You came out like that? So, okay, so here's the first thing, right, that I'm seeing from the world news. Okay, so people are protesting in France because they're raising the retirement benefits from 62 to 64. And so these people are like setting things on fire. They're cutting off power. They're like, they're really, really fired up. And they're upset that the president is, yeah, the one that, you know, I have the crush on, that he's trying to, I guess, he said he's trying to extend the benefits, trying to make it better and everything. But these people are like so upset about it. I remember growing up and we used to see them protest on the news. Like, they would have everything organized. Like, they were serious about their stuff. And so they've got the people upset, from dancers to dock workers, that are upset that, you know, they're trying to raise the retirement benefits age.
I think people get upset because they don't understand it or know why. I think that a lot of laws that come into play like that, they should take the time to, like, I don't want to say dumb it down, but break it down so that the regular people will understand why they're doing it and what is a positive outcome of them doing it. You will fight for something that you don't understand. Some people do understand. I'm not going to say all, but I think a lot of people probably just join the crowd because it just seems like it's a thing to do. But I think if they understood why it's being done, I think it would have a little bit more clarity and probably not riot and do all these other things.
You know, I had a French teacher, and she said that, like, after a certain age, you can't really work anymore because you have to move out of the way for the younger worker to take over because you've done your time.
Yeah.
You know, you're retired. And so that's why a lot of them like America, because you can come over and you can pretty much work yourself to death.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, wait. We got a caller. Shelly. Okay, Shelly, let's see what you have to say. Hello? Uh-oh. Can you hear me? Oh, she's not there. Yeah, so, I mean, you pretty much have to work yourself to death. And so that's what they kind of like, that they're able to come and do that. And I think it's just promoting more greed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but they're promoting greed. What I'm thinking. Okay, so one more. Well, actually, it's two more. So there's one in Germany, right? So I know there's some people in Germany that listen to us, so I chose Germany. But this is nothing about bad about Germany, but a man died in Germany after being licked by his dog, because the dog had some kind of bacteria. Yeah.
I heard
stories. You heard of that?
I've heard of stories like that. Well, it was like, yeah, some person's faces got deformed or something.
That was because it was some kind of skin disease, right?
Yeah, they let dogs get them on the face and I'm like, nah.
So, yeah, he was 63, and it was fatal. So they're warning people, like, if you have flu-like symptoms and bleeding under your skin, then you need to go and see somebody. But the weird thing that I thought was, like, really caught my eye in the story, not, you know, just because the dog licked him and the man died because he carried some kind of bacteria, but people that had immune deficiencies, people that had no spleens, and people that, I guess, were alcoholics, they're more prone to this disease. Isn't that weird?
That's weird, right?
Okay, so the last world news thing comes from Ghana. Ghana is a country in Africa, right? So, like, you know, the millennials, they're eventually going to take over the world, you know, take the place of the older people. Are you a millennial?
I don't know.
What is a millennial? That's somebody in their 30s right now, right? I'm definitely not a millennial. But
I'm with the baby boomers.
The baby boomers are people from the war.
I'm a baby and I go boom, boom, boom.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so they're trying to bring back farming so that the people won't have to depend on other countries in Ghana, you know, to support them and stuff. So they're trying to, what they're saying is they're trying to bring, put sexy into being a farmer.
By doing what?
They're just trying to make farming more attractive to young people because a lot of people don't want to do it. And so they're trying to, like, just trying to get their attention. They're trying to bring sexy back into farming. So
get your hands dirty and hold it, man.
Right. And so the guy was like, they're getting hoes. They're getting the hoes together and they're getting all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Okay, to a farmer in Ghana, I'll come out there and I'll help you. I'll try to bring sexy back to your farm. I'll do it. What's up, Mr. Mayor? Yeah, so I'll come out there. I'll come to Ghana. I'll visit. I don't know, you know, depending on the weather. I don't know how long I'd last out there, but
it's not that hot.
It's not, yeah, it's probably not that hot. Okay, we got a caller in from Mr. Mayor. So, Mr. Mayor, hello?
Hello, how are you, Miss?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What's up?
Where are you
from?
My name is Jack, and what's your name?
This is Ashley and Mississippi.
Mississippi, great. How old are you, Miss?
We're old enough.
We are too.
Yeah, we're old enough to vote. We're old enough to buy drinks, right?
Okay. Where do you live? In which state?
Oh, we're in the U.S. We're on the East Coast.
Okay. I live in Chicago. Do you know what? I am trying to improve my speaking skill.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, you're trying to improve your English, okay?
Yes, you are right. And I just want to speak with native speakers.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's cool. I mean, you are a native speaker.
So what do you want to talk about?
I want to speak in all topics, you know. It's improve my speaking skills, you know. And I'm going to get a high score on IELTS, if you know. It's International English Language Test scores.
Oh, okay.
So do you have a question for us?
Okay.
What's that? What's your question? What's going on with you?
What do you think? Why American impeachment has been in Trump? I don't know why it's it's very improved in USA. It's why accepted? Why Trump impeached? I don't know why. Can you explain that? Can you take some information about that?
Okay, so what is it?
American impeachment.
Okay.
Didn't you know about?
So American impeachment. So what they're doing now to the American president is they're bringing him up on two charges that he has done against the U.S. And that is, I believe one is bribery. Is the first one bribery?
So.
And the other one is abuse of power. So what it means is that he may not be removed from office, but they want to have like a, I guess, kind of like a trial for him to speak on his own behalf, to just question him to see like what's going on, like why did you do it, like what's, you know, what was your reasoning for it. And so it's going to be like a court kind of system thing, and they're going to have people that are going to decide whether he is guilty or not. And so if he's not guilty, then it means that he will be acquitted, which means that nothing will happen. But if he is guilty of bribery and the other one,
well, I think he will talking with Ukraine's president, and I think will he get a bribery from anyone? I didn't understand why America has impeached him.
Yeah, well, they're saying that, you know, he just kind of crossed the line and just said, yeah. And so they just want to question him to see like what's going on, you know, like is this for real, is this guy serious, like, you know, like what's the reason for all of that. So that's my take on it. And whether he is or not, then the jury will decide. And then they'll just go from there. I mean, if he's not, then it would have just been a waste of everything for nothing. But if he is, then I guess he would be removed from office.
Yes, you know? Quite right. I mean, do you know how many members been in Senate? Do you know Senate?
Well, I know they had like
400.
Yeah, like 400.
Yes.
Like, yeah, they're in the Senate or the House. I think it was just the House. I'm not really sure how many are in the Senate. You said about 400, Mr. Sippy?
I think so. Like
somewhere in there?
I think.
You think, yeah.
Plus.
But I know the Senate has more power than the House. So the Senate. They kind of have like the last say whether something will happen or not. So, I mean, the House can like, you know, come up with all this stuff, but if the Senate doesn't go for it, and because there's two parties, either the Democrats or the Republicans. And so if I think they need so many Republicans to be on the other side, and if they're not, then, you know, pretty much nothing's going to happen.
Yes, quite right. And I think Republicans love Trump, and they wouldn't vote him. And I think he will win in Senate. I think.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will, because I don't see them going, you know, against him in any kind of way either. So he probably will. So at this point, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what's going to actually happen? But yeah, they probably will, you know, stay on his side and nothing will happen. But I guess the point is that the people
they didn't
know.
Vote against him, I think.
They what?
They don't against what him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, like, because this is his first term, and it's only been, what, the second year, right? Going into the third?
No, this is
the third. This is the third year. Yeah, so because voting comes up next November.
Yeah.
Right, for the second term. So, yeah, they want somebody different, I guess. But I don't know. It's kind of strong. It's hard to say. Personally, I think, what do you think? You think he might get it in there another time or what?
No.
You're saying no?
I believe in the people.
You think the people will say otherwise?
Yeah.
It might be pretty close. So I don't know. Who knows how it might come out?
Who will run until the president election in USA? Who will be? I don't know too about it.
Yeah, we don't know because
who will lead? I think who will lead? Who will lead run until president election in states? I don't know about that too.
Yeah. It's hard to say right now. Everything's kind of up in the air. So I don't know. Wish us luck that things, you know, just kind of work out.
Yeah, quite right.
it's kind of crazy, you know. Things aren't back to normal, and you know, it's at a very weird time right now. So yeah, it's very different. I mean, it's very surreal, you know. It's like, wow, this is really happening, you know. This has never happened before. Well, actually it did in our lifetime when we were much younger with President Clinton, but that was like in the 90s. But like for this to happen now, it's like, wow, you know, like it's different.
Do you know what, sometimes I mean it's a political game in my mind.
Yeah, they play a lot of games.
Because they are, they need a political game to show how they are, hero in USA.
Yeah. So I don't. It's just very strange time right now. So. Yes, wish us luck that things will work out for the best.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
We really don't know what, you know, what could happen. So, yeah, very, very different. But Mr. Mayor, thank you for calling in and talking with us.
Thank you to Miss. Thanks for your attention. To me,
of course, anytime you need to practice. All right, so anyway, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You're too awesome to call in for us. So, Mr. Sippy, how you doing over there? How you doing over there?
I'm okay.
So we were talking about that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for calling in. Ghana. So, yeah, like I was saying to all the people in Ghana who are farmers, you go ahead, you farm and you be sexy and you take care of your country, because I think that's awesome. You know, you guys are bringing it back together. I don't really have a green thumb. I killed like a whole bunch of plants like in a whole day. I had a greenhouse and everything, and I thought it would make things better for my plants, but it didn't. I mean, I don't know how I killed an orange tree and it already had oranges on it. And the next thing I knew, the orange just kind of withered up. But
probably because you started throwing onion peels and stuff inside.
Well, I mean, I was trying to do a compost thing because, you know.
You don't do a compost with a plant that's already living.
Okay, well.
And producing fruit.
Well, anyway, hey, when I visit there, I'll bring Sexy back to your farm. I won't be of too much use, but I can walk around and bring you water when you're thirsty.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. So anyway, let's move on.
Please.
To our next game, Mississippi.
Yes.
Who is, or who was, no, you know what? I want somebody to call in for this. I want, who is this? Joe, can you call in? I have a question to ask you. Because Mississippi is fun, but I want to hear from somebody else. I think Mississippi might know the answer.
I know all answers.
You know all the answers?
It might not be correct, but I know them all.
Okay, so somebody call in for this answer. I mean, for this question, I should say. It's on a U.S. president. Let's check your history. Let's see if you know what's up.
My answers to questions are always right. It's the questions that are wrong.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense. So I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna save that question, but I want somebody to call in for this one. Okay, so Mississippi, let's see. You're probably gonna get this one because you watch this show a lot.
Okay.
Okay, who was the main character in one of my favorite movies, Showgirls?
I don't watch that.
You did watch Showgirls with me.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Was it?
Oh.
Glenn Close.
No.
Was it Elizabeth Berkley?
Yes.
Was it Gina Rivera?
No.
Or was it Karen Parsons?
Neither one. It was, what was the lady one? Gina Berkley?
Was it Glenn Close? Elizabeth Berkley?
Stop. Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes. It was her. It was her. Because she was on, what was your favorite show growing up?
Joey Spano on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite movies, Showgirls. Back before the Las Vegas. Hey, what's up, Ali?
Ali.
I hope I said that right.
Knock him down like Frazier.
Okay.
Down cold Frazier.
Oh my goodness. So
I had a college roommate, Ali.
I know you did.
Yeah, that's my homie.
Where is he?
Oh no. Gotta find him. We just call him Brad.
Okay, I don't even know why you guys do that.
Okay.
Okay, somebody call in. I want to ask you a question to see if you know any U.S. history. Your prize will be me telling you very good. That's awesome. That's your prize. Okay, so while we're waiting for somebody to call in, who is it? Where are you? We're in the U.S. What's up? So, oh yeah, we're on Eastern Standard Time for everybody that's out there. I know it's probably like, I don't know, maybe 5 a.m. other places. But yeah, it's getting kind of late here because I'm trying to keep Mississippi awake and it's getting difficult. Hey, but I got some crazy stuff, right? You ever heard of useless laws? Well, useless facts and old laws. Old laws that are like, you know, crazy to us, but they are still. Oh, look, it's somebody from Iran. Am I saying that right? Iran. What's up? You're gonna call in and get this question? You're gonna call in and get this question?
This is no prize question.
Right. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, you get a congratulations.
I might even sing a song for you.
And Mr. Sippy will sing if you get it right. Come on. It's like no news. No, it's not news. It's a question. But these are old laws. Okay. It says the average adult spends more time on the toilet than they do exercising. Do you think that's true?
I would say yes. Especially today, I would have to agree.
You would say yes?
I would have to agree, yes. See.
Did you know it's against the law to honk a car horn at a sandwich shop in Arkansas after 9 p.m.?
I have heard that, yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, no, really?
Yeah. right.
Did you know it was against the law in Nevada to have sex toys?
All those shots they got around there.
Right.
What, to have it in your car?
It just said to have like sex toys.
so you can't have a doll in your
Nevada, front seat. Really? Nye County? That's like
legal prostitution.
Legal prostitution. How is that? That's crazy, right?
Well, you probably can't have it on your seat while you're driving.
Oh, okay, yeah. So remember, if you're ever driving in Nevada, don't have any adult toys on your car seat or engage with them.
You know what's strange about these laws?
What?
I think at some point, something
you're far happened. Away.
At some point, something happened that caused the laws to be passed.
Wow.
So it had to happen somewhere at some point in time to where someone came up with the law and passed it because it happened. That's my thought.
Okay, that's your thought. All right, so I got one more weird law. In Alaska, it's illegal in the capital of Alaska. It's illegal for people that own flamingos to bring their pets to barbershops. I mean, first of all, what's a flamingo doing in Alaska, right? Do they even make, really? Really? Why are you looking around like that? Oh my gosh. Really? But that's just, what are you talking about, Ali? What is going on with you? How are you doing? I said over here.
Over here.
Okay. So since no one is calling in for this last... Oh, he's at work. Oh, okay.
He out there getting that piper. Getting that fatty.
Okay, so make your...
Get ready for that drip.
Really?
You don't remember about that. You said you old. Ali know what's up. You know what that drip is.
Okay, so Ali, if you ever watch Players Club... You're going to hear that quote, make your money, but don't let it make you. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Ali is not a stripper.
No, Ali is not a dancer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mr. Sippy, I'm going to ask you the question then.
Okay.
All right. So who was the 12th U.S. president? Was it A, the 12th? Was it A, Sean Carter?
Jay-Z?
Was it B, Zachary Taylor? Was it C, Mallard Fillmore, or was it D, Stephen Cleveland?
Stephen Roosevelt Cleveland.
Which one was it?
I think it was old Mallard.
You think it was Mallard?
Mallard.
Mallard? Mallard Fillmore?
Mallard. No, it was Cleveland.
You say Stephen Cleveland?
Stephen Cleveland.
Stephen Cleveland? Mr. Sippy's been sipping on something.
Sipping on the scissor.
No. It was Zachary Taylor.
Zach Taylor?
I didn't even know. Zachary boy? Okay, so like.
Who is Zach Taylor? That sounds like a current name. That would sound like a 12th president name.
So, yeah, no. He was a 12th president.
Zach Taylor. That sounds like the kid from. What's that show? Tool Time.
So Zachary Taylor was the 12th president. I think he only did one term. I'm not sure. But that's a shame. Like, we don't know all the U.S. presidents, right?
I know Obama.
You know President Obama.
I know Obama. I know Trumpy, baby.
You know President Trump.
I know George W. Bush.
You know George Bush Sr.
I know George Sr. Bush.
And his Ronald son, Reagan. You know Reagan,
Clinton. I know Kennedy.
You know Kennedy, you know
George Washington
Carter.
George Washington Carver. Oh no, is that right? The one that built houses for humanity. Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's Carter.
Okay.
That's Carter.
There is FDR.
That's Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Who's on a nickel? Lincoln.
That's who's on a nickel?
Yeah, I'm just trying to throw presidents out.
Okay,
there.
George Washington.
We got
was
Lincoln.
The first one.
We got Lincoln. Well, Franklin was never a president. I don't know how you get his face on the $100 bill.
Franklin. Didn't he like he didn't discover electricity?
He just helped write the Declaration of Independence. But he wasn't a president.
Wasn't he the one where they found a whole bunch of bones under his bed, under his house or something?
That I do not know. I don't research history like
that. There was something he did which was weird. Okay, Ali, what's up? Because we're getting ready to go.
What, you say something?
Yeah.
What?
Well, he's asking us a question. All right. So while Ali is typing out his question, oh yeah, okay, cool. He wants us to come visit Iran.
Iran. Oh. Where is Iran?
Middle East, babe.
I'm not good with geography.
No, he's not. See, there's the UAE, and then there's, well, that's like at the bottom. And then there's Iraq and Iran, and there's something in the middle. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Because we love Middle Eastern food, though.
Yeah.
You know you do.
Shawarma? No.
You like shawarma? Well, that is kind of Middle Eastern.
Is that Middle Eastern? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Would love to travel to Iran, see all what they had to offer, and do some of those off roading. Would they do like the sand?
Oh, that's in
Dubai.
Yeah.
But I think they probably do it in Iran too. They
have wherever they have the sand dunes, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
All right, so Ali, keep in touch with us. Okay, so everyone, thank you for tuning in. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
Want to say happy holidays to everybody. We're wishing you a safe and fun-filled holiday day, week, whatever, filled with food, joy, laughter, and no tears. I hope you all enjoy each other's family. If you're traveling, travel safe. Don't put any knives in your backpacks.
No,
don't put any weapons in your backpacks or anything like that. Put it underneath the plane. Check it in with your luggage.
Don't take any, you know, alcohol or any of those things.
In your carry-ons. Check all that stuff in your bags. So, but just want you all to have fun. Be with family. Be with friends. If you don't have either, be with yourself. Because can't nobody make you happy than a bottle of wine and a good movie.
And a good movie. Netflix or some...
So watch House Party.
Oh.
No, not House Party. Class Act is on Netflix.
Home Alone 2.
You can watch The Irishman on Netflix. Home Alone 1, 2. It's on. I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Polar Express
is a good movie to watch
if you have kids.
Yeah, or just sit at home, get you 3 bottles of wine, and just sit and watch the Hallmark Channel. Make you feel good on the inside.
And if you don't drink alcoholic beverages,
drink some coffee.
Then you can drink nice water. You can have some fruit juice.
Tea.
Make it pretty. Make it two-tone colors. You can, you know, it can be non-alcoholic as well.
Yes.
Because I know.
Some people don't have to drink alcohol.
Okay. So, Ali, what is Yalda? Oh, the longest night of the year. Oh, that's like the winter solstice.
The winter solstice here. Yeah.
Solstice. So, it must be on like a different season there. Because I know in Australia right now it's summertime.
Yeah.
Because it's winter here.
The earth is tilted.
Yeah.
Because we're tilted away from the sun. And Australia is tilted towards the sun.
Towards the sun.
They're at the bottom.
So the Middle East, is that like tilted towards then? Well, no, it's away. It's kind of away if it's the longest night of the year.
So it might be kind of summery there.
The start of their fall. Then. Yeah, something like that. So,
okay.
They said they're celebrating tonight. Okay.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, have some fun.
okay, good time. Guys. Stay out of trouble, Ali.
Yeah, stay out of trouble. Don't get into trouble, man. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble.
Make it home safely.
And you make those young ladies sign a consent form.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I say. Really? For everyone, you make them sign. Ladies, you make those guys sign a consent form. You don't want, run for office and that guy comes up and saying that you touched him in his private park area.
Okay.
You make them sign a consent form.
Mississippi.
Okay.
MR period SIPPI.
Yeah, we're about to go now.
Don't follow me on Twitter. Don't follow me on X-Files. Don't follow me on Kenan Ivory Thomas Williams.
Okay, I don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm not even on social media, but one day I probably will.
Okay,
but
so
you can follow her on every social platform there is. And to get there, you go to positiveecs.com.
Yes.
Peace.
Positiveecs.com will have, that's my website, and it will have everything there. And if you guys are ever in the States, maybe we can hook up and have a session, because I think we're going to start in January. We're going to start meeting up maybe on Wednesdays or something. Yeah, Wednesdays to do a work week check-in. And also tune in with me. Thank you, Mississippi. Also tune in with me on... can I finish?
Yeah.
Also tune in with me on Mondays, my motivational Monday enlightenment. And I have my motivational Monday enlightenment.
Oh. I think it's Motivational Mondays.
No, it's Motivational Monday Enlightenment. Enlightenment. So anyway.
You pronounce T on the end.
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
So anyway, tune in with me on Monday mornings Ashley.
Without the irritating sidekick.
Without my sidekick.
Yeah.
It's just me alone. And we talk about things that.
You can't be a we by yourself.
I talk about things that we have inner conflicts with. Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas in advance. That's what Ali said. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. If you celebrate.
I don't know.
Do you celebrate? Do you? Well, anybody can party, right?
Yeah.
I want to know. Yeah, we want to know. Do you celebrate? Happy Hanukkah. Happy
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy.
Jewish holiday?
No, it's Kwanzaa right now.
Kippur?
That's like in January or something like that. I could be wrong now.
Kippur.
But happy
Rosh Hashanah?
No, that's still the Jewish holiday. So anyway. Whatever holiday you celebrate, have joy.
Yes.
So here is the new year with the onset of spring. Oh, okay. So I guess they celebrate the seasons changing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
cool. Well, happy harvest. Wouldn't that be a harvest thing?
Or celebrate the seasons
are changing?
What can you harvest for winter?
Pumpkins.
Nobody trying to keep no pumpkins.
You can eat pumpkins in October and December. You can eat squash.
Oh, in December.
Rice.
You can't harvest rice in December.
Oh.
Unless it's not even warm enough to go out. Well, ain't no puns.
You can create a man-made pond of catfish.
But you gotta buy the fish.
Okay, well, that's what Mississippi is for.
Mississippi goes to the grocery store and buy his fish.
Mississippi goes to Walmart.
I am not going out there fishing for no catfish.
Okay.
No. And clean it? Like, no, that's not happening.
Only Iranian Christians celebrate. Okay. I didn't know there was. So there's different religions in Iran. That's cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, one day we'll get on over there and we'll visit and have a show over there and have some good times, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have some Iranian beer.
But they don't. They don't drink alcohol. Well, certain religions don't. That's because it's not good for the body, for the temple.
I'm a dumb American.
Yeah, he's a, sorry about him. I'm going to apologize for him in advance. Okay, Mr. Ali, we're going to go. Thank you guys for listening and having fun and all this stuff. And we will see you later. Remember, check me out, positiveecs.com. Shoot me an email. Oh, yes. Oh, he said religion is not very important to him. Oh, well, you know what, Mr. Ali? You should have been in our last Friday show and called in. So we have to get Miss Viking back online again and talk to her.
The Viking girl.
Yes, from Sweden. Anita. She was pretty cool.
Anita?
I think so.
It was Anita.
Yeah.
Girl 06.
Oh, that was another.
Yeah, that was another
lady.
Ali, we got you locked in.
Yeah. So I'm telling you should have called in last week. Well, anyway, we have to go. So tune in. I'm typing this as I say this. Tune in. Next, Friday.
I hit my toe.
I heard that. Thank you, Mr. Sirky. All right, you guys. So we gotta go, Mr. Ali. It was so nice talking to you, Mr. Mayor. It was nice talking to you. We like it when you guys call in. Oh, he sent us a number. All right. Well, let's copy that. All right. So Ali, we got your number with your country code and all that, and that's secret. So check us out, positiveecs.com. Check me out, and it has all of my information. Stay in touch, and we will see you guys again. Say goodbye.